Do you want to do the same? You want
Welcome everyone to another edition of Drunk Agile. We're already pretty well into the whiskey, and literally one episode is bleeding into the next. So, you know, apologies if this doesn't come out right on our non-editing floor. We have Pratik here as always. Nisha
Let's just
is
get a
in.
Quick, yeah. There we are.
Nisha's in her. Oh, she put her head down. Nisha's in her spot. Mm-hmm. So we can skip the whiskey stuff. That was kind of an early episode. Pratik, tonight's topic. I'm at a loss for words. So many times when we sit down with teams to design Kanban boards, they are so desperate to label, usually if not the first column on their board, one of the very first columns on their board, they want to call that column in progress. Pratik, why? Or why not? I mean,
I don't know why. I've done this in the past, but I don't know why. Everything on your board is in progress.
We're going to keep going, right? Are we going to keep going? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, let's keep going. Yeah. Everything on your board is in progress. It's not that... Obviously, there's a point at which it starts, there's a point at which it ends. Unless your board is to-do, in progress, done, and that just that one column is where things are in progress, everything on your board is in progress. I personally believe it leads to some wrong behaviors where everything is centered around the developers, as opposed to centering the stuff around the value that's flowing through your board.
I'd love to know where this came from, because as many years as I've been practicing Kanban, I have never had that temptation to name a column, in progress, and you're right, because the board design will be something like in progress, then code review, testing, validation, whatever, and there'll be all these. It's like, okay, why are those columns any different than your in progress column? I don't know. Is it a Jira thing? Is that something that Jira? Maybe somebody out there in YouTube land knows this. I am at a loss, as you can see. I'm really, really struggling to understand, but it seems like every time I sit down to do a board design session with teams, they want to have a column called in progress. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand.
I do think that's this. There are probably two things to it. I believe there are two things to it, and one might be more dominant than the other. One is to say, this is where things go in progress. This is where things start. Now, when you're saying that, are you saying that we're never going to expand our board up further up? Are we never going to include other things? And the second is the thing that we were touching upon earlier, which is, hey, the real work we do is writing code. So that's what's in progress. That's really conceited. That's very conceited. Because the real work we do is actually getting stuff into the hand of customers. That's the real work we do. I have more on that, but I'll pause to see if that more.
I mean, I don't, but I mean that kind of secondary behavior. I think that you're talking about secondary behavior. That is this idea of every time an item is in the hand of a developer, it has to be back in that in progress column. So for example, maybe a developer finished it. It went to testing. We found some bugs in testing. Oh, we need to have a developer work on this. Well, let's move it back to in progress. And I think we've covered that before ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. Why that's a suboptimal suboptimal thing. But yeah, I mean, really, what we need to get people to understand from a flow perspective. Anything between that started and finish point, whatever that start, and this is, like you were saying, this is the beauty of it. You get to decide what that start and finish point is. But once you've decided on those points, whether it's one or many, anything between those points is in progress. Anything and everything between those points is in progress. That's the way flow is meant. to flow. Do you see that? You see that? You see?
Yeah,
you see what I did there?
Yeah, that was so clever.
Yeah, you go.
I want to say I blame Scrum, but I don't necessarily blame Scrum. I blame the improper implementations of Scrum that are common everywhere, which puts the developers at the center of this thing, and then everyone else on the peripheries of it. Since that's what got attached with Agile, that it's a developer thing. Now when people model flow in their systems, they still have that thinking of, no, it's all centered around the developers. It's not centered around developers. It's centered around the value that flows through your system.
Centered around the customer. And, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Another example of this, and kind of tangentially related, is what comes to your head when I say upstream Kanban? And what comes to your head when I say downstream Kanban? For most people, upstream Kanban is stuff that happens before the development team. Downstream Kanban is stuff that happens after the development team. No, going upstream means wherever you are, what's before that, and downstream is wherever you are, what's after that. These are not proper nouns. These are just directional descriptions. From that upstream perspective, the dev team is downstream. For some reason, we have decided that the dev team is the center of the universe and the developers are the center of the universe and everything else should be designed around them.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I personally would love to see us get rid of the whole idea of upstream and downstream. It's just it's just part that we're just talking about parts of our workflow that we've specifically decided not to include at this point, right? Yep.
Exactly.
That's not necessarily upstream. That's not necessarily, we've just made a conscious decision that these are the boundaries that we're drawing, right?
And anything beyond the boundary could be downstream, could be upstream. It's not a proper noun. It's not that. Right. Hey, everything that's this is upstream. Yeah.
So I mean, I hope my guess is this point is not lost on most of the people who listen. We're probably preaching to the choir here for sure. Most people who listen to this podcast probably know that. In progress is not a column name. It is a state of flow. Either something is in progress or it's not in progress, right? Those are pretty much your two options. You don't get anything more than that. So if you see a column on your board called in progress, you probably want to question that, because it's like, well, what really is going on here? What activities are we really trying to map? What value add activities are we really trying to map? With that state. Last word, Pratik, get us out of here.
Just I think we mentioned this earlier. If you do have a column name in progress, just make sure it does not stop you from including things that happened before in progress as in progress. Don't make that's the worst part of this. It prevents your improvement. It prevents actually expanding the scope of your board, or at least tends to.
So what do you all think? Is there a justification for having in progress? I mean, if you want to get Pratik fired up, leave us a comment as to why you think having a column called in progress is, you know, is a good thing. Until then, for Pratik and for Nisha, is she still there? She's still there. She moved a little bit. Okay.
Eyes open and everything.
Wow. Yeah, it's very, this is weird, uncanny. So for Pratik, for Nisha, I want to say thank you so much for watching, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye, everybody.